You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for listening. Today, the president's idea for gun laws, YouTube's trending mistake, and 5G coming to a city near you. Plus, Snapchat changes, and Will Smith's latest company. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. And hang out today after today's news for Three Question Thursday. We're talking about the new tax law, what it does and does not affect right now, and what to think about for next year. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Thursday, February 22nd. You ready? Let's do this. We start today again with what people are saying and doing in connection to gun laws. Of course, all of this after last week's school shooting in Parkland, Florida. The sheriff in the county where the shooting happened, Broward County, says trained deputies will now carry rifles on school grounds from now on. Also, President Trump floated the idea that maybe trained teachers and staff should have concealed weapons. He suggested that during a pretty emotional meeting with some students and parents that were affected by school shootings. Some of them there at the meeting agreed with the president's suggestion. Others said the focus should be more on prevention. And earlier at the Florida State Capitol, things got pretty heated. Hundreds of students rallied and had meetings with state lawmakers to tell them to change gun laws. Remember, a bill to ban assault rifles in Florida already got turned down earlier this week. YouTube is having to backtrack. A video making false claims about one of the surviving students in Parkland made it to the top of YouTube's trending stories. A video with conspiracy theories about the Parkland shooting. It's now been removed. YouTube says it never should have made it to the trending list, and it's working to fix the system so this doesn't happen again. The video claimed that one of the outspoken students is actually an actor. It showed footage of the same student in a news story from Los Angeles in the past. But to be clear, that student was only visiting LA at the time, and several media outlets have confirmed he is in fact a student at the Parkland school. Wired reports this kind of thing where false information makes it to the top of trending lists does happen on other social platforms as well. He was America's best-known Christian evangelist, but this week Reverend Billy Graham died. He was a pastor to some presidents, and he was known to fill stadiums and talk on stage and share his message on radio and TV. He was 99. There's some serious flooding happening in the Midwest. AccuWeather reports more than a month of rain fell in just 48 hours on some locations from Texas up to Michigan. And melting snow is not helping. Rivers are overflowing in states like Indiana, where the AP says some people even had to evacuate their home. All right, other things people may be talking about today. We know some of the cities now that will be the first to get faster internet. AT&T Wireless said the first cities to get its 5G mobile network will be Atlanta, Georgia, Dallas, Texas, and Waco, Texas. In all, AT&T says 12 cities will get its 5G network by the end of this year, but those three are at the top of the list. TechCrunch says the other cities are expected to be announced later. So what is 5G? The next generation of wireless network technology. CNN reports it's about 10 times faster than 4G, which means a 3D movie that takes 6 minutes to download on 4G would download in only 30 seconds on a 5G mobile network. But here's the thing. 5G won't work on your phone right now. You actually need a 5G-capable device, and those don't really exist yet. Experts say to expect announcements about new 5G-capable devices that will be coming out soon, and even more to be expected next year. Until then, 5G won't do much for you right now. Other carriers are said to be testing 5G mobile networks as well, but AT&T says it hopes to be the first to roll it out to cities. Snapchat revealed its new design and then got a bunch of backlash. More than a million people signed a change.org petition calling on the company to get rid of the redesign. They say the new version is just harder to use. So the company had to respond and came up with another new update to say, "I hear you." They say some changes will be coming to the Friends and Discover section to make it more customizable. Other than that, the company says it just takes time to get used to. The U.S. took the gold in women's hockey for the first time since 1998. Team USA beat its longtime rival, Canada, and it was a close game. The U.S. won in a shootout. The final score, 3-2. Tough week for Louisville men's basketball. The program had to forfeit its 2013 NCAA championship, plus 122 other victories over four seasons. So why has this happened? A sex scandal. Allegations that a former Louisville staff member organized strippers and other things to recruit players during parties at a dorm. The school says it disagrees with the ruling. You may know him as a shark on ABC Shark Tank or as the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. But ESPN says Mark Cuban just got fined $600,000 for something he said. In an interview, Cuban admitted to telling his team that it would be best to just lose the rest of this season, something known as tanking. Why would that be a thing? Well, the worst teams make it a better draft pick for the next season. But the NBA doesn't like any public statements that a team will actually try to lose. Cuban confessed and told the AP he messed up and earned the fine. Will Smith and his son Jaden are revealing their latest collaboration, an eco-friendly bottled water company. It's called Just Water, and the AP says there's a new line of flavored waters coming out next month. The company has actually been around since 2015, but they wanted it to gain momentum on its own before showing it had that celebrity backing. Jaden is 19 years old and says he was inspired to start the company when he was surfing and saw plastic bottles and other trash in the ocean. The Just bottles are apparently made from almost all renewable resources. That's it for the main news today, but it's now time for 3 Question Thursday. This is on Thursdays only, where I spend a few minutes asking just a few questions of an expert about a different topic each week. And today, something we all need to know about. Taxes. Yes, it is that time of year to think about your taxes, and now we have the new tax law to think about as well. So I'm talking with Lisa Green Lewis. She's a CPA and the TurboTax blog editor. She has more than 15 years' experience in tax advice and prep, and she's been featured on several media outlets. So we're talking about a few things you might want to keep in mind, including what you should notice now, and a couple of the changes for your 2018 taxes that you'll be filing next year. Hi, Lisa. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start by clearing up some confusion. Does the new tax law affect the 2017 taxes that you're filing right now? And what should people know about that?
For the majority of taxpayers, it doesn't impact your taxes that you're filing now. So that's your 2017 taxes. Most of the tax changes will impact your 2018 taxes that you file in 2019.
What will people notice now because of the tax law? And what should they be thinking about for next year?
The majority of people may start seeing more money in their paycheck because the new tax rates effective in 2018 decreased about 1% to 3%. So they'll start seeing more in their paycheck.
And anything we should be thinking about now to get prepared for next year?
Yes, they definitely should revisit their W-4. So on their W-4, they should think about changing their personal allowances and then give that to their employer because that tells the employer how much to withhold from their taxes.
What are the top 1 to 3 things in the new tax law that are going to affect the most people that people should be aware of?
The standard deduction has been almost doubled. So if you were a single filer in 2017, that standard deduction is $6,350. It's been increased to $12,000. And then if you're married filing jointly, that was $12,700 under the previous law. The new law increases it to $24,000. So there's a bigger deduction if you claim the standard deduction. If you typically itemize your deductions, and let's say in 2017 you had about $20,000 in itemized deductions and you were married filing jointly, now that the standard deduction has increased to $24,000, you may have to take the standard deduction at $24,000. So in 2018, if you're close to that number, you may want to think about, you know, donating to charity. I know people clean out their closets all the time. Charitable contributions is an itemized deduction that you could get, and it can boost your itemized deductions. One of them I didn't bring up is that impacts self-employed taxpayers or people with the S corp or partnership, they're going to see about a 20% deduction that they're going to get under the new law. You know, that's really great for the self-employed. There are 55 million self-employed right now, and 1 in 5 people become self-employed every year.
And remind people, I mean, the sooner the better type thing to file your taxes. Yeah. What should they be thinking about in terms of the deadlines?
Yes. So the deadline this year is April 17th, but you don't want to wait. Last tax season, about 75% of taxpayers received a tax refund, close to over $3,000. So that's a lot of money. So you want to get your taxes filed as soon as possible.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate all the information.
Thank you.
And it's a lot to take in, and obviously we couldn't talk about everything, so I posted a link to a TurboTax article that really breaks it all down for you if you want to take a look and read more about the new tax law. You can find that and links to read more about any of the stories we talked about today in today's show notes. Just head on over to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and today's date. Thanks so much again for listening. The Newsworthy is ready for you by 4 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. So we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.